listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's going on, K-State fam? Eddie here for another edition of Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. It is the end of the week, Friday, May 21st, 2021. And here for a few minutes, focus in on K-State soccer. One of the K-State women's soccer standouts continues to just add on a tremendous academic accolades to her K-State career. That's none other than, you've heard this name before, on whether it's the Weekly Podcast or the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition, talking about K-State midfielder Brooklyn Enitz. Again, once again, she got named, I believe it was, indeed yesterday. I had to double check my dates here. It was yesterday that she was named 2020-2021 United Soccer Coaches NCAA Division I Women's Scholar All-West Region First Team. She is the first K-State soccer student athlete to receive this honor. Again, Brooklyn just signed with the national team, soccer, women's soccer team in Kansas City recently, a few months ago. And yet, academic accolades continue to rein in on this tremendous, not only tremendous leader on the field, but tremendous leader off the field as well. Again, kind of read the rules, how to get this award. To be eligible for the United Soccer Coaches Scholar All-Region Recognition, student athletes must have the following: 3.4 cumulative grade point average or higher, started more than 50% of all their games, and has to be a significant contributor to their respective teams nominated by the head coach of current college services members institution, and be a junior or above in academic standing and a transfer in their second year at the school. And kind of the list of statistics here for Enitz here, who graduated last December with her undergrad degree in psychology with a 3.91 grade point average. She is currently pursuing her graduate degree currently in academic advising as well. And to add top of that, Enitz was named, of course, just to list off a few. Enitz was named 2020 Senior Class Award All-America Second Team as the Big 12 Soccer Co-Scholar Athlete of the Year, a recipient of the Dr. Gerald Big 12 Academic Achievement Award, and her third career academic All-Big 12 First Team honor as well. Yeah, you do the math on that. This lady is just getting it done on the field for K-State. Enitz owns or has tied for 28 career single season or single match school records, including career goals, 17 assists, 8 career points, 42. We've sprinkled this in throughout the podcast since the beginning of its existence. In a single season, 7. You got to go back to last year doing that. During last year, 2020, Enitz was named All Big 12 First Team by setting the school record for goals in a Big 12 season with 5. This season, Brooklyn registered school records with 7 goals and 15 total points. Again, Brooklyn Enitz is from Newton, Kansas, ranked 3rd in the Big 12 for goals per game, 0.54. She ranked 6th in the Big 12 for goal scorers. She was 6th in the Big 12 for total points and points per game, 1.15. Brooklyn again tied her school record for goals in a match with 2 in a pair of matches this season at Iowa State. You got to go back to that matchup October 30th, and when she did it again at Missouri back on March 28th. That was a few months ago. She recorded at least 1 goal in 2 of K-State's 3 wins in the 2020 season. And then at the beginning of 2021, back in January, Brooklyn became the first K-State player selected in the National Women's Soccer League draft, as she was selected in the 4th round with the 38th overall pick by Kansas City NWSL. She was also the first K-State player to be selected as a candidate for the Mack Herman Trophy as well. K-State is going to be returning 18 letters
litter winners and 85% of their goal scorers from that 2020 team, including Brooklyn Enid's Kyler Goins, her teammate, and Bailey Nemechek, Shea Turner, and Maddie Wetchel. The Wildcats also welcomed 13 newcomers to the 2021 season. Boy, that's a big, big, big time list right there. I just rattled off to you guys, Wildcat Nation. You guys should be proud of this young lady, Brooklyn Enid, on the field and off of it. As, man, I gotta catch my breath there. She was named the United Soccer Coaches Scholar All West Region Team. She just continues to get better. Seems like every month, continue to get better, not satisfied, continue to get better, not only on the field, but again, most importantly, off of it as well. She's a big reason, hopefully for K-State soccer to continue to get better and to grow, like we talked about a little bit on the weekly edition, which will be coming out this afternoon as well. So got a lot going on with the podcast. That's going to be coming out as well. Episode 52 of the podcast. Won't spoil that, any more of that as well. K-State baseball resuming action tonight as well after taking the opener last night behind Jordan Wicks and a couple of home runs from Cameron Thompson and Terrence Sperlin last night as well. So, but congratulations all around to Brooklyn Enid, who continues to add on to the K-State soccer legacy. Folks, this is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast and the Bucks. We will talk to you this weekend, EG3, Eddie Greer III. Thanks for listening to another edition of The Daily. We'll talk to you next time. Go Cats!
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.